All right, so you guys send us this Forbes article called How 5 Key Trends Are Shaping the Next Ways of B2B Marketing. And wow, there's a lot to unpack here.
It's a really fascinating read, I have to say.
Yeah, like it really digs deep into how B2B marketing has changed, you know, since the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And it highlights 5 trends that are like shaping things right now.
And it even argues that like we're on the edge of a whole new wave.
The hand raiser wave, they call it.
It's sketchy.
Definitely grabs your attention.
So are we ready to jump in and break this down?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
One of the things that really stood out to me about this article is how it connects that historical context to like the trends we're seeing today.
Yeah.
You know, it helps us understand not just like what's changing, but why those changes are happening.
Totally. It's like, remember those days of mass email blasts and cold calls?
Oh, yeah.
The article is basically saying that stuff just doesn't cut it anymore.
Not even a little bit.
So it walks us through these, you know, waves of B2B marketing, starting with the 2000s, the era of one-to-many marketing. It was all about mass inbound marketing. You know, content was king back then, and the internet was the kingdom.
Sure.
And the goal was all about generating as many leads as possible.
Want to be over quality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, as the article points out, that approach had some serious limitations.
It did.
Just blasting out generic content to a massive audience, it doesn't necessarily lead to high quality leads.
Nope. It's like you end up pushing prospects through the sales funnel before they're ready, and that can really backfire.
Definitely.
You know, you scare them away.
Exactly. And that brings us to the 2010s,
mm-hmm.
You know, the rise of account-based marketing, or ABM as we all know it.
Right.
This was a big shift, you know, toward that one-to-few marketing approach.
It was.
Focusing on building relationships with, you know, specific high-value accounts.
Much more targeted.
Yes.
And this was where we saw a real effort to break down the silos between sales and marketing.
Right.
You know, they had to start working together more closely to, like, identify and target those key accounts.
But did it actually work? I mean, back then, there was still so much tension between sales and marketing. It was almost palpable.
Well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't a perfect solution right away.
Right.
Even with ABM, you know, sales and marketing were often measured by different metrics.
Yeah.
And that led to conflicts and like a disconnect in the overall strategy.
I get if they were speaking different languages.
Sometimes it felt that way.
Okay. So then bam, the early 2020s hit.
Yeah.
And the pandemic just accelerated everything.
Oh, yeah.
We entered this like hybrid consumption wave.
Catchy name.
Right. Where suddenly personalized content, intent data, and like a focus on the entire customer journey became super crucial.
Like overnight.
Yeah, it forced B2B companies to become much more customer centric, even if they weren't quite ready for it.
It's like we were all thrown into the deep end.
We were. And what's interesting is that, you know, the pandemic didn't just accelerate existing trends. It brought new players into the B2B marketing game.
Yeah.
Suddenly, customer service became this critical part of the strategy's sales enablement. Emerged as a key function.
Right.
And we saw the rise of revenue operations.
Trying to bridge the gap between sales and marketing operations.
Yeah, trying to bring everyone together.
Make it all one big happy family.
Right, so much change in such a short amount of time.
It's crazy.
But it doesn't stop there, because the article goes on to outline 5 key trends that are shaping B2B marketing right now.
Okay.
And like setting the stage for this hand raiser wave.
This is where it gets really juicy.
It does. You're ready to unpack these trends.
Absolutely. These trends are the engine behind this new wave. And, you know, understanding them is crucial for any B2B marketer who wants to stay ahead of the game.
All right, let's do it. So trend number one, the nonlinear buyer journey.
Okay.
Forget about that nice straight line through the sales funnel.
Yeah.
B2B buyers are all over the place now.
They are.
They're looping back and forth between stages. They're doing their own research, comparing options.
It's a wild west out there.
It is making it so much harder for marketers to pinpoint those key influence moments.
Well, for sure.
Like, when do you actually reach them?
It's a good question.
It is.
Because how do you identify and influence buyers when their journey is so unpredictable?
That's the million-dollar question.
It is. And the article mentions that, like, B2B buyers are now having an average of 27 interactions with vendors before they actually make a purchase.
27. Can you even imagine trying to track and make sense of all those touch points?
It's a data nightmare.
It's a nightmare for attribution modeling.
Absolutely.
It highlights the need for like a more holistic view of the customer journey.
Yeah.
One that accounts for all the different ways that buyers are interacting with your brand.
You can't just focus on one channel anymore.
You can't. You got to be everywhere.
Okay. So trend number two is all about self-service demand.
Okay.
B2B buyers are increasingly wanting to research independently. They don't want to be handheld anymore.
They want to do it themselves.
They do. In fact, the article cites McKinsey research that shows 70% of B2B decision makers prefer remote or digital interactions over in-person loans.
Wow, that's a big number. They want to do their due diligence on their own terms.
In their pajamas at midnight if they want to.
Exactly. And this has huge implications for your website and online content.
Oh, yeah.
It needs to be top-notch.
It does.
If you make it difficult for buyers to find the information they need,
yeah,
they're just going to move on to a competitor.
100%.
Who makes it easier.
They'll bounce right out of there.
They will. You have to empower the buyer, not hinder them.
Give them what they want.
Exactly. It's all about giving them the information they need when and where they need it.
At their fingertips.
And that leads us right into trend number three. The omnichannel experience.
Okay.
This one's massive.
Huge.
It's like the lines between our personal and professional lives have completely blurred.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. We're using the same channels for both, and B2B buyers are no different.
Yeah.
You're using the same channels for both, and B2B buyers are no different.
Right.
According to that same McKinsey research, B2B customers are using an average of 10 different channels to interact with suppliers. 10. Think about it. Social media, email, websites, webinars, podcasts.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on.
It's information overload.
It is.
Brands have to be everywhere their audience is.
Everywhere.
And that means tailoring their messaging for each channel.
Right. And not just tailoring it, but making sure it's consistent.
Yeah.
Across all channels, you can't have your LinkedIn presence telling one story while your website's telling another.
Right.
Buyers are savvy. They'll notice.
They will. All right. Trend number four, the 95.5 rule.
Okay.
This one's a bit of a wake-up call.
Is it?
The article states that only 5% of B2B buyers are actively looking to buy at any given time.
Wow.
Let that sink in for a second.
Okay.
Only 5%.
So that means
yeah.
If you're like hyper-focused on immediate sales conversions,
right,
you're missing out on a huge opportunity.
You are?
The vast majority of your audience isn't ready to buy right now.
Right.
But that doesn't mean they're not valuable.
So what's a B2B marketer to do if most people aren't ready to buy?
This is where brand building becomes essential. Okay, you need to be top of mind when that 5% is ready to buy.
When they're ready to pull the trigger.
Exactly. And that means like consistently delivering value, building trust, establishing yourself as a thought leader in your space.
So it's not just about chasing leads. It's about nurturing relationships and becoming that go-to resource for your audience.
Zach, you want to be the one they think of when they have a problem.
Okay. On to trend number five, AI-powered content consumption.
Oh, this is a big one.
This is where things get really interesting.
Yeah, AI is changing everything.
It really is. And now it's impacting how B2B buyers are researching products and vendors.
It's changing the game.
It is. This has huge implications for content strategy.
Right.
It's not enough to just optimize for traditional search engines anymore. Nope. Marketers need to think about how to make their content attractive to AI assistants like ChatGPT as well.
So we're not just talking SEO anymore. We're talking LLM optimization.
We are.
This is a whole new ballgame.
It is. The article suggests a two-pronged approach.
Okay, I'm listening.
First, make sure your core product information is super clear and easy to find on your website.
Right.
That's what those AI assistants will crawl to figure out what your company actually does.
Makes sense.
Second, distribute your educational content, your thought leadership pieces, your research reports.
Yeah.
Spread it far and wide across the web.
So basically train those LLMs to see you as a thought leader.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Think of it like this. You're not just creating content for humans anymore.
Right.
You're creating content for machines as well.
Got to speak their language.
You do. It needs to be digestible and informative for both.
AI and humans.
Yes.
That's a tall order.
It is. These five trends are really shaking things up.
They are.
But the article doesn't stop there. It introduces this idea of the hand raiser wave.
Okay.
Which seems to be the culmination of all these trends.
Right. Bringing it all together.
So can you explain what the hand raiser wave actually is and what it means for B2B marketing?
So the hand raiser wave, it's all about respecting the buyer's journey, meeting them where they are, and providing them with the information they need to make a good decision.
So instead of chasing after every lead,
right,
you're focusing on the ones who are actively raising their hand saying, hey, I'm interested.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Exactly. Those are the ones who are most likely to convert.
They are. And the article argues that this approach is not only more effective,
right,
but it's also more ethical.
I like that.
It's about building trust.
Yeah.
And genuine relationships, not just closing deals.
It's a long game.
So how can B2B marketers actually stand out in this hand raiser wave?
Good question.
What are some actionable strategies they can implement?
Well, the article emphasizes those integrated omni-channel experiences.
Okay.
Making sure your messaging is consistent across all your channels and making it easy for buyers to move between them.
So if someone downloads a white paper from your website,
yeah,
they should get a follow-up email with some related content, maybe an invitation to a webinar on the same topic.
Yeah.
And, you know, even a personalized message from a sales rep.
That's a great example. It's all about creating that cohesive and personalized experience that guides the buyer along your journey.
Makes them feel valued.
Exactly.
What else can B2B marketers do?
Well, they also need to use a variety of channels. It's not just about digital marketing anymore.
Right.
Think about in-person events, thought, leadership, employee advocacy, you know, all those different ways to engage with your audience and build those relationships.
And the content you create shouldn't just be about selling.
No.
It should offer natural pathways for buyers to connect with sales when they're ready.
Right. So, for example, you could include a call to action at the end of a blog post, you know, inviting readers to schedule a demo or download a free trial.
Okay.
Or you could host a Q&A session on social media where people can ask questions directly to your sales team.
It's all about being proactive and making it easy for those hand raisers to reach out.
Exactly. When they're ready to learn more.
This has been super insightful. We've
yeah.
journeyed through these waves of B2B marketing.
It's been quite a ride.
It has. And we've landed right here on the cusp of this new era. The hand raiser wave is here, and it's definitely something we all need to think about.
Absolutely, especially those of us in B2B.
But as we wrap up, I'm curious, you know, the article focuses on those external shifts.
Right.
But what about the internal changes companies need to make to really thrive in this new era?
Ooh, that's a good question. What do you think?
Thinking about those internal changes has me wondering about the role of company culture in all of this.
That's a really insightful connection. You know, if we're talking about this more customer-centric approach to B2B marketing,
yeah,
that shift has to happen internally first.
Right. You can't exactly preach empathy and respect for the buyer's journey externally
right.
if your own teams aren't aligned and empowered to deliver on that promise.
Exactly. This hand-raiser way really requires a culture of collaboration
yeah.
where those silos are broken down and everyone's working together.
So instead of sales and marketing battling it out over leads, they're actually working together to create a seamless, positive experience for the buyer.
Precisely. And it goes beyond sales and marketing, too.
Okay.
Customer service, product development, even finance, you know,
yeah.
everyone needs to be on board with this customer-centric mindset.
It's almost like the entire company becomes this marketing engine.
Yeah.
With everyone contributing to the overall customer experience.
That's a great way to put it. And I think that's what's going to separate the winners from the losers in this new era of B2B.
The companies that can really embrace this customer-centric approach,
yeah,
both internally and externally, are going to be the ones that thrive.
I completely agree. It's not just about, you know, adopting these new tactics. It's a fundamental shift in mindset and culture.
That's a much bigger challenge.
It is.
But it's essential for long-term success.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. It's about building a culture that values relationships and trust, you know?
Yeah.
And genuine customer engagement. That's what's going to resonate with today's B2B buyer.
Well, you've given us a lot to think about today. It's clear that this B2B marketing landscape is evolving so rapidly.
It is.
And the hand raiser wave presents both challenges and opportunities.
Definitely exciting time to be in B2B.
It is. And I think the companies that embrace this shift towards a more customer-centric approach,
yeah,
they're going to be the ones that come out on top.
For sure.
So listeners, we hope this deep dive has sparked some ideas for you as well.
Right.
Remember, it's not just about keeping up with the latest trends.
Right.
It's about understanding these deeper shifts happening in the market and adapting your strategies and your mindset accordingly.
The hand raiser wave is here. And those who understand it, embrace it.
Yeah.
They're the ones who ride it to success.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time for another deep dive into the world of business and innovation.
Until then.
Keep learning, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.